We go now to the Caucasus region of southern Russia, where instability and violence over the weekend may be a harbinger of things to come in this Muslim region called Dagestan. Three soldiers were killed, 30 officials injured when a suicide bomber drove a car packed with explosives into a military installation in Dagestan. Joining us, Clifford Levy, New York Times Moscow bureau chief. Clifford, how important is this incident and how worried are the Russians about Dagestan even on a good day?
Well, I think they continue to be worried about it. It's a real source of instability in southern Russia, and the most compelling evidence of this problem is what happened last March, where two suicide bombers from Dagestan, two female suicide bombers, exploded themselves in the Moscow subways, killing 40 people. You know, the Russian government has had a real problem trying to figure out ways to quell this insurgency. They've threatened both harsh measures, crackdowns, and they've also acknowledged that they need to address some of the underlying reasons what they say are causing some of these problems, such as corruption or clan warfare or poverty. But they don't really know what to do. I think they're really struggling with it.
What's driving the situation in Dagestan? Is it sort of ethnic aspirations for independence? Is it spillover from Chechnya? Or is it something more along the lines of what happened in Georgia two summers ago?
Part of it is Islamic extremism. There are Islamic extremists there who want to a separate Muslim republic there, a separate independent Muslim country there. Part of it is just corruption and clan warfare and fighting among some of the rival groups there. But it's a real insurgency, and the violence has continued every week. There are new incidents there. You know, the government faces some of the same problems that the United States faces in trying to quell insurgencies in Afghanistan or Iraq. Albeit the major difference being that this is actually part of Russia. So this is actually Russian troops that are trying to quell problems in part of their own country.
How vulnerable does the Medvedev government and, of course, the shadow hand of Vladimir Putin behind it seem in this summer of fires and climate problems and record heat waves and this insurgency?
You know, that's a really good question. I mean, there's been a lot of evidence lately that the Kremlin feels that it has to address a lot of the public discontent that arose over the summer over how the government handled the fires and the heat wave. And also now prices have sharply escalated because of perceived shortages of grain and basic foodstuffs. I think there's worry that some of this public discontent may spill over into the next year and actually affect the balloting in the next presidential election, which is in 2012.
So in that context, then, is the impetus for a government response to this Dagestan incident to crack down in a very public way or to do things quietly?
I think the most important thing for them is to keep the violence down there. And that's what I think they're trying to do. And it's when it comes up into place and in incidents like the subway bombing in March, that's when it creates real serious issues for the government.
And Clifford Levy, New York Times Moscow bureau chief, watching the situation in Russia, where it's been a tough summer, but most recently a suicide bomber drove a car packed with explosives into a military installation in Dagestan yesterday. Three soldiers killed, more than 30 officials injured, part of an insurgency. Clifford Levy, thanks so much.